Hey, what's going on? Episode 65 of the Obvious Opinion Podcast, and Happy New Year! It's the first podcast of the year. How are you? How are you doing? Do you know what I did for New Year's? You think I went out? Think I partied? Huh? You think I had a couple of drinks? You know what I did? I was in bed by 9:30. I can't do it anymore. I can't. Not New Year's. I can't stay up like past 10. I'm done. I tap out. I don't know. My body's just like, fuck it. Just go to sleep. What's the point? There's no point. There's no point in staying up late. That's another reason why I've been missing so many UFC pay-per-views. You know, I just can't. When do they start? They start at like 10, right? And then the main event is like at 12. Fuck that. I'm sleep. I can't. I've missed. Jesus Christ. I missed the Holly Holm fight, which I was kind of pissed off about. I missed that one. What else did I miss? The McGregor, which I'm glad I missed that one. Because if I would have stayed up till 12 o'clock to see a man get knocked down in 12 seconds, I probably would have been a little bit pissed off. But, new podcast for the year. What the fuck? I thought I had something to talk about as far as an intro goes. I guess not. Do I just start it here? You know, I remember this one time back in Connecticut, in New Haven, I had some roommates, these two lesbians. No, it's not, get your head out the gutter. It wasn't that glamorous, you know. You would think that'd be pretty badass, right? It wasn't. it really wasn't, you know. Threesomes didn't happen. I probably spent more time breaking up fights, because that's all they did. Physically fight each other. But apparently, you know, every once in a while, I guess they would have a good time, because this one day, one of them asked me to get a lighter from her drawer, all right? And I guess I opened up the wrong drawer, because inside the drawer I opened there was nothing in there except this big ass, just this giant dildo. Purple, I remember it. And realistic. It was all veiny. I didn't even know they made them like that. I thought you ladies, you just needed something. It just had to be straight. And like in a cylinder shape, you know, like you're like a tube almost, you know, or a cone like shape. I thought that's all you needed, but no, apparently you ladies like them, you know, realistic, I guess. But if it's just a dick, it's a dildo, right? But when it has all these like harnesses and shit on it, that's like a strap on, correct? Just want to make sure. I want to, you know, just want to give, nothing but facts. I don't want to misword anything. But, yeah, there it was. Just this giant purple strap-on. And at that moment, I started to just kind of, I don't know, I was just standing there just looking at it. I was just thinking to myself, like, why do these two need it? Because they're lesbians. I thought if you're a lesbian, like, that's it. You're done with, you're done with dicks. You don't deal with that anymore. Or artificial ones. You don't deal with real dicks. You don't deal with fake dicks. I thought a lesbian was just, you just like, you know, you like pussy. That's it. That's it. But then I had to keep in mind that one of them, it wasn't like, they weren't both like ladies. Well, they were both ladies, but I'm saying like one, you know, was the, all right, now I got to kind of watch my words. You know, I don't want to offend anybody, but one of them was like the lady, that was her role, and then the other one was like the dude. Like, she would dress up and, you know, she would have the baggy jeans, you know. She looked like Queen Latifah from Set It Off. You remember that? She was like the butch. Is butch okay? Can you say butch? Is that the proper, like, word for those type of lesbians or dyke. People tell me that this whole time I thought dyke was all right to say. Apparently it's not. That's not a good term. So it's like, I don't know what. Dyke, butch, stud, right? That's another one. I heard that in Alabama. but yeah, I don't know. I just thought, or actually, no. Do you refer to her as like a transgender? Like, what's his name? What's his fucking name? Bruce Jenner. He's a dude. He dresses up as a woman. So, like, he's transgender, right? Does that same phrase, like, you know, do you apply it to women who dress up as men? Because my roommate, she didn't get a surgery. If she would have got a surgery to get a dick, she wouldn't need a, you know, a purple one in her dresser drawer. But I don't know. Just a random memory just popped in my head while I was at work. And I don't know, just curious. So if there's any lesbians listening, like, do you consider that cheating? You know, using a fake penis while you and your other lady are getting it on? Because I just kind of figured that, you know, that just defeats the whole purpose of being a lesbian, you know? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, you know? Because I don't see vegetarians, like, every once in a while, like, having a fucking pork chop. So I just figured, you know, if you're gay, you don't, you know? I don't know. Just a question. Feel free to, you know, hit me up and let me know. Because I'm very curious. Forget it then. I strike a steel pose and hit you with some mill flows that don't even make sense. Like dykes using dildos. Yo, I'm gonna be honest with you right now. I've never been in fear of my life more than something that happened the other day. I'm legit, I was scared for my fucking life. Okay? I thought for a second, my little sister, all right, 9 years old, I thought my 9-year-old little sister was gonna go in the kitchen, grab a knife, and stab me in the goddamn heart. Okay, let me tell you what happened. First off, she's 9 years old. I love her to death. Good kid, all right? She's a good kid. But she's starting to get a bit of a mouth, you know? She has to have the last word. You know, she always has something slick to say. So I was like, okay, I'm going to teach her a lesson, all right? I'm on the Xbox. And I honestly, I don't remember what happened. But she said something back to me, okay? So I was like, okay, say one more thing. I'm going to open up. I'm going to play Minecraft. I'm going to turn it on. I'm going to go into your save file, and I'm going to fucking blow up everything. All right? Anybody, I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, I'm sure you're somewhat familiar to the game Minecraft, okay? It's just a bunch of blocks. It's like Legos, all right? It's like Legos in a video game. You could build shit, all right? And for the holidays, I sat and watched her. She built, like, a whole, like, Christmas land. You know, she made, like, words, ho, ho, ho. She built, like, a Santa. It was pretty badass. It was impressive. You know, much more creative than anything I did on that game. And she's very proud of it. So I told her, I'm like, look, I'm gonna blow all this shit up if you keep talking back. And she thought I was joking. And I proceeded to, I put dynamite all over, ho, ho, I put dynamite, she made Santa Claus, I put dynamite inside of his eyes, and I said, I'm going to give you one more chance, apologize to me, I'm going to blow all this shit up. And she just sat there just cocky too, like I wasn't going to fucking do it either, all right? So like, all right, motherfucker, I blew up her whole shit. I blew all that shit up. Mind you, I saved it before I blew it up, all right? I'm not that fucking cruel, okay? But I did that, right? She didn't know that. She didn't see that. So I blew all of it up, and she's sitting there, and she, like her face was just completely just blank. You would have thought I told her, like, listen, you're adopted. Like that was her same, her facial reaction was exactly the same if I would have said that, right? So she gets up, she looks at me, and with tears in her eyes, she's looking at me and she just goes,
I hate you. She just storms off in her room and just slams the fucking door. And for a second, I thought I fucked up. I thought I didn't save her file, you know? And for, like, there was a couple of minutes, like, I felt really fucking bad about it. But I ended up, I turned it on, and I saw that it was saved. So nothing was, you know, I didn't blow anything up. So I called her back, and, like, you know, it took her at least like a half hour to come back because she was not talking to me. Dude, she did not want anything to do with me. But I finally got her out. I sat her down. I turned on the Xbox and she saw it was all there. And she was like trying like not to smile. You know, she was like trying all her might. Like she was fighting her mouth like not to smile. She didn't want to show any emotion. All right. But basically I said like, look, I wouldn't do that. Okay. But, you know, you respect, all right? I'm your fucking brother. You respect me. I know it sucks, but, you know, hey, roll the dice. I came out first, so you got to respect me, all right? And, you know, give her a hug and all that shit. But I would never do that again. Because for real, you know what I mean? I probably come home and, you know, she fucking just erases all the shit on my Xbox, you know what I mean? I got like 80 hours in Fallout 4. Like, imagine if I come home and all that shit's gone, you know? So, I think I saw, like, a tweet of that. Like, somebody tweeted something about, like, you know, fucking up some of your kid's Minecraft village. Oh, man, I know somebody tweeted that not too long ago. But, yeah, man, look, if you got kids and they're into Minecraft and you want to fucking teach them a lesson, believe me, do that. And it'll set them the fuck straight. Just make sure to save it, you know, make sure to save their file before you do it. Don't be some cruel fuck and blow up your kids, you know, they spent hours working on something, you know, don't be that fucked up. Alright, let me just say it right now, I promise you this is the last time I'm going to complain about my iPhone, alright? I feel like I complain about this like every other podcast. So if you don't want to hear an iPhone rant, go ahead and fast forward this 3 or 4 minutes. But I swear to God, I swear to Christ, I wish this iPhone, I wish it had a face so I could fucking just punch it right in the goddamn face. The fucking updates. What's the goddamn point? Every time I upgrade my phone, all right? Every time I upgrade it for about a week, 1 to 2 weeks, I cannot call anyone, all right? Now, I know nobody fucking calls anybody sometimes, but, you know, everybody texts, you know. But guess what? Me, when I have a phone, I like it to do the one thing a phone is supposed to do, and call people. I call, you know, I call my mom every once in a while. I can't fucking do it. I mean, I could do it now, 2 weeks later, after the fucking update. Every time I look at it, I just get mad. Just fucking piece of shit. God. And then it just wants more information. Then it wants your fucking email. Then it wants your phone number. Why does my phone need my phone number? What the fuck? Just fucking infuriates me. Then what, it wants my fingerprint too? Oh, your fingerprint now, it's your new lock. No, it's not. I'm done with it. I'm done. How do you mess that? Then what? Now it needs my email, all right? It needs my phone number. It wants my fingerprint. You know, I know there's an app for that. You know, you got that fingerprint lock. What else does it want? Does it want my blood? I swear to God, that's the next thing. That's the next thing that's going to come out for iPhone. It's going to have your, it's going to need your fucking blood to operate. It's going to come with a little IV. It's bad enough. It's already attached to people's fucking hands. Why not? Why not? People go fucking ape shit for new iPhones. What, they stand in line for that shit like they're going to see fucking Star Wars. Yeah, that's going to be the new thing. What is it up to now? Apple, the iPhone, what, 8? Apple 7 or 6, I don't know. But that's the next one. I'm calling it right now. Next year, I'm calling it right now. The new one is going to come with a fucking IV. You got to put it into your goddamn vein in order for it to fucking operate. And some of you dumb fucks will buy it. All right, that's the end of the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. If I sound distracted right now, it's because I am. I'm trying to record this outro while at the same time be kind of nosy and see what the fuck's going on with my neighbors. There's a bunch of fucking cop cars. Sheriff cars across the street at my neighbor's house. There's like four sheriff cars. There's like a van. There's like two undercover cars. They got the fucking, what you call it, the yellow tape. They got the yellow tape around the house. Something went down. And I want to be nosy as fuck. I just want to know. I'm curious. What the fuck's going on? That's all. You know? I don't know. I just got bad luck with neighbors. The last house I lived in, we had the fucking FBI in our driveway using it to fucking stake out this this house and ended up arresting the guy. So, I don't know. It's another trend, I guess. I'll keep you guys posted. All right? Okay? But, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening. this is the end of the podcast. I'm sorry. This is a bad idea. I should have just did this inside. But, I don't know. Just, like I said, I'm just fucking curious. Follow me on Twitter at TheRainManPod and all that stuff. All right, you know what to do. All right, take it easy. Later. Till next week. All right. Bye. Damn. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby. Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? And you gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You understand? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it. Cause they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'ma tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension you can see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.